Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about letting your joy shine, about living a life in a way that shines Jesus, that people see Him and hear Him in you and through you. And kind of breaking down some of Paul's instructions to Timothy, as Paul tells Timothy to not let anyone look down upon him because of his youthfulness, but rather to set an example. And so each weekday morning, we're going to take a look at one of those things that Timothy is supposed to shine in, to set an example, things that we ought to shine in. Now today we're going to focus in on shining in speech, letting your speech shine like Jesus, guarding your tongue, your lips, your keyboard fingers. I think of letting your speech shine, it's not just the words you use verbally, it's the words you use. We find in Colossians 4, verse 6, Paul writes and he says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you might know how to answer everyone." Obviously, not everyone gets the same answer, because not every question is the same. Not every intent is the same. And so we shine in speech when we let our conversations be full of grace. I can tell you, I've seen a lot of conversations on social media that had no grace. Conversations between Christians, between Christians and antagonists, between Christians and mockers, between Christians and seekers. We sometimes fall into the trap of needing to be right to such an extent that we don't listen. And when we don't listen, it's very difficult, nearly impossible, to extend grace, because there seems to be no basis for it. We've already made up our mind. We're right and they're not. But even if that might be true, there's still a need to let your speech shine. There's still a need to know how you ought to answer each person, if you ought to answer each person. Sometimes silence is the better answer. It's knowing the situation, knowing the person, knowing what God would lead you and desire for you to do. And so we let our conversations be seasoned with grace. I enjoy cooking, especially cooking meats. And one of the keys to cooking meats that people enjoy is the way it's seasoned. But I tell you, and I suspect you already know, that not everyone likes the same flavor nor the same amount of seasoning. And I think that's where this verse comes in, is to knowing how to answer everyone, each person. Knowing the appropriate seasoning for the individual taste. And I think sometimes we fail to let our speech shine because we've bought into a world culture that doesn't seem to care. And so we blend in. I'm old enough now that the common language that is spoken nearly everywhere is shocking to me. You go in public and hear conversations that you really don't want to hear. And the language that is used, the words that are used, the vulgarity that is used is often overwhelming. And I recognize that every generation has its language that it finds acceptable and language that it doesn't find acceptable, and yet, unfortunately, we tend to make up those determinations on our own rather than on the basis of God's Word. I know back 40 years ago, preachers that would take things that today would seem innocuous, words that they would add in sermons just for the shock value, and then play it off as you're more concerned about that one word than you are about the rest of the sentence. And I don't know, I never felt that that was appropriate. I still don't think that using words for the shock value is all that beneficial. But I think that's between God and the one speaking. Maybe that's knowing the way to answer that specific situation. But God's not only concerned about our speech shining in goodness, but he's wanting our speech to be done in such a way that it benefits those who hear. And sometimes I think we kind of narrow that down to benefits the one I'm talking to, but you know as well as I do that many times those who hear are more than just the one I'm talking to. And so we clean up our language in our verbal conversations. We clean up our language in our written conversations, in our public postings. But not just the language, the intent needs some work. And we begin to consider not only how will this benefit someone, but who will it benefit? Many times, it may not benefit anyone, we just want to say it. Or the person that we intend for it to benefit, well, it's not said or written in a way that is really meaningful to them. You see, we shine in speech when we recognize the value of the person listening, the person hearing. We tailor our conversations to what they're receiving. We shine in speech when the presence of Jesus in us becomes obvious through our interactions, through our words. Not because they're always Jesus, but because they're always gracious. Because they're always understanding. They're always listening. You see, in a world of busyness, of everything revolving around self for so many people, letting your conversations be seasoned with grace kind of stands out. Being one that makes a serious attempt at understanding not just the words another person is using, but the heart behind them, it really stands out. So many times I hear and I see arguments taking place in various settings that for an independent observer sitting back, you realize they're kind of saying the same thing. But neither one's listening to the other to realize that. Now, granted, there are those times where we speak truth and it is rejected. It's opposed. And I'm not talking about seasoning your conversation with grace in a way that you're all of a sudden saying it's okay to sin. It's okay to reject God. It's okay to... it's all good. I'm not talking about that kind of grace. Grace, from God's view, from His perspective, is the goodness of His gift, an undeserved gift, meant for our good, not for our harm. And when our words are filtered through God's word, meant for the good of others rather than their harm, that's grace. And when we fill our words with grace, we shine in our speech. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to shine for Jesus, to be the light of the world that He says we ought to be. Father, one of those ways that we struggle with so many times is in our speech. It's in the words that we use, the attitudes behind the words, the motivation of the words. And so, God, today, help us to be those whose words, whose conversations are seasoned with grace. Not necessarily seasoned to the way that we like it, but to the way that the hearer would like it. Always containing truth. Not compromising the truth of Your word. But speaking in a manner that shows mercy, shows compassion, shows understanding. Speaking in a manner that represents Jesus well. Father, guard our tongue and our lips and our keyboard fingers. Guard the things that we feel compelled to respond to that maybe aren't even our arguments. Father, forgive us for the times that we insert ourselves into things that are none of our business. That our speech doesn't shine because we're actually just stirring up trouble. We're causing division. We're arguing and complaining. And God, may You purify our speech. That our words would not just be thrown out there to shock someone or to get their attention, but would be gracious words, full of meaning, full of ourself, more importantly, full of You and Your word. God, today, as we let our speech shine, May that speech always contain a representation of Jesus as Lord, as Master, as Savior. And in our words, as well as our actions, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.